faithful.
Amen. Like someone said last night, just dig in and get all that we can get. Amen. I'm hungry for Him, aren't you? Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Turn your Bibles with me, if you would, to the first book of Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Appreciate the Lord tonight. Appreciate Pastor and Sister Snow and their kindness, their love, and the fellowship. Appreciate the opportunity we've had to be here with you. And amen. Thank the Lord for each and every one that's come tonight. And amen. Like my wife said, we appreciate our nephews. They drove 6.5 hours just to hear their uncle preach. Amen. That's a lot of love, isn't it? Amen. Amen. But we love our nephews. They're like boys to us. Sons to us, I should say. They are boys. Amen. Amen. But they're like sons to us. And we love them. Thank God for them being here with us. And thank the Lord for each one of you that have come. Sister Shirley and Sister Carolyn, Brother Larry, just Brother and Sister Myers and their family, and each and every one tonight. Any visitors that we don't know you tonight, amen. I know Pastor welcomes you, and the Lord welcomes you here tonight. And we ask the Lord that He would supply the need, every need that might be represented in this house. Praise God. You know, some don't always receive the same way, amen, but the same Lord supplies every need. Amen. It's not always in the same fashion. Not every service is the same. But I'm thankful tonight that He's the same Lord that can do all things. Praise God. Chapter 30 in 1 Samuel. Those that can stand as we read His Word, just to reverence Him tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your love offerings, for blessing us, helping us to continue. Amen. We certainly desire to do something for the Lord. Reach the lost. Anything we can do, whatever the cost. Praise God. Chapter 30, if you have it, say amen. It came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. How many of you know we can take courage in Him tonight? Praise God. David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Praise God. Can we pray one more time? Thank the Lord. Pastor, would you lead us in prayer?
Thank you, Lord. Help us tonight. Lord, I pray that you
thank you, Lord.
Fresh oil from the throne.
Praise God.
God, we pray against every hindrance.
Lord,
God, that there be liberty here tonight. Lord,
glory to your name.
Lord, I pray for the power of
the Hallelujah. Lord. Send the Holy Ghost tonight, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We all said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Reach over to somebody that you didn't come with tonight and tell them, I'm glad to see you here in the house of the Lord tonight. Glad to see you here tonight. Praise God. Amen. I believe there's no better place to be than in His house. Even on a Monday night. Amen. 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 You know, they always used to say that a Monday night was kind of the down night revival. But I don't believe there has to be a down night, does there? Amen. I believe He's the same Lord every. Amen. He tells us the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I know He can do all things. And like I believe Brother Adolph was testifying tonight, if you have a need, you don't have to leave this house without your need being met.
Because the one that can meet that need is certainly present in this house. And His Holy Ghost is here. And the faithfulness of the Lord is here. And we're standing upon His promise. Stepping out upon His word. So we know that He can do what we need for Him to do. I'd like to preach to you from this thought tonight. I know we've read this passage time and time again. Matter of fact, my nephew preached a watch night service back in Arkansas just a few weeks ago. And as he was preaching it, the Lord gave me this thought out of this message. And I couldn't, matter of fact, I had actually planned to minister something else. But I just felt this in my heart. So I'm going to ask the Lord to help me to bring it to you as I feel it tonight. But I like to call this No More Regrets. No More Regrets. You know, the life of David, I want to share something with you real quick, and I'll get to David here. But my mother, I might have told a little bit about her last night, but I lost my mother back at the end of November. And she had, last two or three years, gone through a terrible time physically, had been fighting different things in her body. And God had graciously allowed my wife and I to spend a lot of good time with her. And sharing the word with her, praying with her. And it was amazing because from a Catholic background, she had lived all her 80-some years of life. Brother, that was home. I knew it was going to take a miracle for God to save her and to give her an understanding to help her realize how much she needed the blood of Christ to wash away her sins. And but I can testify to you tonight. I feel I can testify here to you tonight that with... I was looking through my Bible here, and I had a little note. When she was in the hospital, they always give you a code that when you call in, you have to have this code for them to give you information. And I was looking through my Bible, and I had this little paper here, and it said, Mom's Code. And it just brought back to my mind, and I said, you know, there was one thing that I did not want to have to regret. That if something happened to my mother... Brother David, I wanted to be able to know that I had done everything I could do to reach her soul. I wanted to know, Pastor, that if the Lord should desire to take her life, that I could know that I had done everything within my power to witness to her, to pray with her, to talk to her, to reason with her, just to know, amen, just to know that I'd done everything I could do, brother, because I would like to know that when I get on the other side, that I'm going to see my mother there in the portals of glory. You know, some of us as growing up in holiness families and Christian families, we're blessed to know because we know we have loved ones waiting on the other side for us. But when you're not raised in a Christian home and a Christian family, you don't have that hope. You don't have that expectation. But thank God tonight, I feel like I can testify tonight that the Lord truly saved her. Washed her in His blood, and amen, she confessed the Lord time and time again, and I looked at that and I said, Lord, I could say thankfully tonight that I don't have any regrets concerning my mother. We did everything that we could do physically and spiritually to try to help her in this life's journey. And I can look back and I can say, thank God, I don't have any regrets. But I feel like sometimes, brother and sister, you know, and every one of us can lift a hand, and I'm not going to ask you to, but we can lift a hand tonight, and we can say sometime or other in our lives, we have had some regrets. There's been some decisions, some mistakes, some things that we've done along the way, brother, that we regretfully say, yes, I did them, but I regret what I did. And oh, I wish I could go back and change it, don't you? I wish I could reverse it back and turn things around and one more time, maybe just have another opportunity, Sister Shirley, to make everything right all the way through my life. But there's one thing about it tonight that when we have those kinds of thoughts and regrets and decisions that maybe we've made that it was the wrong thing to do at the wrong time. And maybe it was just not the, amen, because I was maybe thinking more of my own natural being or my own selfish welfare. Or I was concerned more with what was pertaining to Joe. rather than what was pertaining to the things of God. And we have some regrets. We have some regrets. But there is one tonight that I believe can help us to live above regret. That can help us to live above regret. I'd like to preach to you a little bit tonight about David. You know, we know, of course, we know the passage here tonight. And we realize that David had gone over to the land of the Philistines to try to take and make union with the Philistines. Maybe feeling that because the kingdom was still in the hands of King Saul, there was nothing that could be done to bring him into the throne at that time. And it seemed like every day Saul pursued him and was seeking to destroy his very life. And so maybe David, amen, just thinking of the natural side, thought, well, I'll just go join the enemy. I'll just get on the enemy's side and maybe everything will be okay. How many of you know tonight we cannot join the enemy's side? Come on, help me just a little bit tonight. How many of you know we cannot expect to find victory on the outside? And I know sometimes the devil makes us think that the grass is a little greener on the other side, like they say, or maybe things might be just a little bit better. Amen. And I know sometimes that through the life of a child of God that we find ourselves faced with some trial, pastor, and some affliction, and some things that are not enjoyable. And at times we wonder, how can we endure them? But then I begin to look back and I begin to realize, amen, I'm glad, so glad tonight that I'm no longer in Egypt's land, but now I'm on Canaan's side, aren't you? Amen, I'm no longer bound to the captivity of a taskmaster that doesn't care about my eternal soul, but now I'm bound to Christ and I'm following Him and I'm looking to Him tonight because I know if I look unto Him, brother, amen, He said He shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. How many of you know He's coming quickly, and He's coming for a church, He's coming for a people, He's coming for somebody tonight that would like to say, oh Lord, would you help me to live above my regrets? Help me to live above my regrets. I'm so glad tonight that when He washes the slate clean, He cast it into the sea of forgetfulness, not to be remembered again. Oh, but Brother Joe, sometimes I go and I dig it up and I pull it up again. Sometimes I go and I bring it up again. Sometimes the devil haunts me with it again. But there's one tonight that I believe can help me. Can help me to live above those regrets. And I thought about David, you know, just something about what happened there, because how many of you know tonight that there was something that happened because of this one, amen, maybe this one decision. Maybe some may think it wasn't a mistake, some may think it was maybe the right thing at the time, but unfortunately David suffered some severe consequences because of the decision he made. He suffered some severe consequences because of that decision, Pastor. Hey, man, you know, I heard a preacher say one time, he said, never make a permanent decision upon a temporary circumstance. Hey, man, you might be going through a problem or facing a trouble and the woes and the cares and the problems and the things weighing upon us. Hey, man, but how many of you know tonight that those are the times when I need to learn to trust in the Lord with all of my heart and lean not to mine own understanding? In all of my ways I must acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our paths. Well, if David maybe had consulted before he went to join affinity with the Philistines, if maybe he had just desired for a moment and said, Lord, I've got a decision to make, but would you tell me what must I do? Amen. Maybe, amen, the mischief and the wrong and the problem and the trouble that came at this hour would not have come. Brother, just I want to encourage someone here in this house tonight. We need Holy Ghost direction. We need Holy Ghost anointing. We need Holy Ghost keeping power tonight that will keep us along this journey tonight. Because it doesn't matter how many times I feel like I make the right decision, if I don't consult Him first, it will always be the wrong decision. It will always. The school of hard knocks, Pastor. Sometimes that's rough. Sometimes that's tough. But unfortunately, many of us have had to learn that way through that school of hard knocks, that when we make the wrong decision, that I can find myself in a place where I'm coming back home when I should have been tending to business, when I should have been praying through, when I should have been seeking the face of my master, when I should have been looking out for my loved ones, my family, Amen. Let me talk just a little bit to our families here tonight. Maybe there's parents here tonight. The welfare of your children, of grandchildren. Sometimes we look around us, brothers, sisters. There's a responsibility there. To every child of God that is saved and washed under that blood, brother. A responsibility. To reach out to them with all the strength and with all the effort that we have. But there, something happened this day when David finally made it back home with his group of men, his group of warriors. But oh, now the city was burnt, and his wives and his children and everything they had, Pastor, was gone. They looked around them and they began to realize, something has gone wrong here. Something has happened here that was not something that I desired. It was not something that I expected. But is there a help for me in my time of need, in my time of wrong decision, in my time and in my place, when I need to know that the Master can come through for me again? I'd like to tell you, church, one more time, Jesus is still the answer tonight. Jesus is still the way maker. Jesus is still that one that can help me to live above regrets. When he come home, his home was gone. Burned to the ground, brother. Not just his home, all the homes in that city. Ziklag had been a battlefield, it looked like. Not a soul to be found. Wives, children, possessions, everything lost. You don't have to lift a hand tonight. But have you ever been at a place in your life where you felt like you lost everything? You felt like you lost everything. Sometimes it's been because of a wrong decision. Maybe sometimes because of a wrong choice. Sometimes because I chose to think in my own decision-making power, to feel like I could do something that maybe wasn't exactly the will of God for me. Did you know He has a perfect will tonight? Help me just a little bit, church. I don't want to keep you long tonight, but I want you to stay with me if you would. I feel like I've got something. I tell you, at the beginning of the service, this struck my heart, and it just began to stir within me to the point to where I couldn't get away from it. And I began to think about David. Because you know, he had thought for sure, this was surely the thing to do. But now he was realizing something was happening, and his life was turning out in a way that he didn't want it to turn out. And now he found his house destroyed, his family gone, and everything was over with, brother. And now what could he do? This group of men that were mighty warriors and mighty soldiers, brother. I tell you, the scripture tells me there, that they began to weep and they wept until they had no more power to weep. I want you to think about it just a moment. Sometimes a strong man might feel like that he don't need to cry, but sometimes we need to cry, church. Sometimes we need to call out on him and surrender everything to him in such a way that we realize, I'm tired of the regrets. I'm tired of the regrets. Even simple things, little things. Sometimes it's a business choice. Sometimes it's a choice of occupation. Sometimes it's a choice of a relationship. Sometimes it's a choice of anything. It pertaineth to anything. But when I thought about David, and I thought about this mighty man of valor, and I thought about him, brother, now the sword didn't matter. The battle didn't matter. The victory didn't even matter anymore. Whatever battles had been won, Brother Adolf, it didn't matter now. My family's gone. The choices that we make, choices, And this is a day and an hour. You know, I read a scripture, and I know you have too. He says, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. That's the day we're living in, brother and sister. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. And the Lord puts that valley in front of us. And He says, come on, Joe. It's time for you to walk through that valley. It's time for you to step into that valley, whether I want to or not. It comes to that point. It comes to that point, brother, where He tells me it's time for you to take a step into that valley. And what are you going to do? Amen, brother and sister, let me tell you tonight. Amen, I know we have a beautiful group of young people here tonight. I know there's elders and brothers and sisters in the church. But it doesn't matter what age you are tonight. You will find yourself in that valley of decision. You will find yourself in that place where you've got to make, amen, the choice for the right or for the wrong. And there's only one way that I can go, brother and sister. And how many of you know that there is a right way? And there is a true way? And there is a real way tonight. Amen. I can reach higher and I can dig deeper and I can say, oh Lord, would you help me to be the vessel that you called me to be? I need the perfect will of God for my life tonight, and I'm tired of the regrets. Tired of the regrets. Help us tonight, oh Lord. Would you lift a hand with me just a moment? Can you tell Him? Oh Jesus, precious Lamb of God. They wept till they had no power to weep. Hallelujah. How long's it been, brother and sister? I appreciate those that just got in tonight and worshiped and touched the hem of His garment. But how long has it been since you wept till you couldn't weep anymore? Since you prayed till you couldn't pray anymore? Since you held on till you couldn't hardly hold on any longer? Because the strength, it was slipping out of my fingers. But I wanted to make up my mind because I was tired of the regrets. I was tired. You know the one thing I love about David? I know David's such a good example to us because he made mistakes along the way, brother, as God was preparing his heart. But David knew the secret. He had a great understanding. He knew where to run in his time of need. And he knew what it meant to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The grace of God. Amen. The mercy of the Lord. Surely it's from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes, Pastor, we need to remember that there is a line drawn in the sand. Sometimes I can get beyond that point to where He stops pulling. He stops drawing. He stops reaching. He stops trying to reason with my heart. There comes a time when that door of mercy, could it be shut? Could it be shut on me? I'm going to testify to you one more time. I'm going to close you real quickly. I have a sister. She lives in Kansas City. My sister, I was telling Pastor when we pastored years ago in Kansas, my sister come to the church. She got saved, brother. I mean, the Lord saved her, filled her with the Holy Ghost, and she was living for God. I mean, she had dedicated her life. But then something come along her way. We began to warn her, brother. We told her, don't let the devil, don't let him fool you. A choice came. A decision arose. And she made the wrong choice. I told her, I said, Gracie, if you do this, I don't feel like you'll ever be in church again. I don't feel like that you'll ever darken a church door again. And I didn't say that to her, brother, in any harsh way. I told her with love from my heart. I felt the Lord just impressing that on me. If she made the wrong decision, I'm sad to say, my sister has never been in a church again, Pastor. She's never darkened a church door again. And she tells us all the time, she says, I'm going to get back in church. And we tell her, Gracie, get to church. You need to be in church. You need to hear the gospel. You need to get to that place to where you can find your help. Find your help. Oh, brother and sister, I'm so glad tonight that there was help. Amen. There was help in this house tonight. I need his help, don't you? I need that help. Because I tell you, each and every one of us could find ourselves in that kind of a situation to where we don't find, amen, the desire nor the strength to darken the door of the church. Don't find the desire to get down to that altar and pray through again. Don't find the desire to open his word and dig my nose deep into the word because of a wrong choice, wrong decision. Now regret. David, they lifted up their voice. They wept. They had no more power to weep. They wept till they could weep no more. What can we do? Which way do we turn? And then all the fingers began to point back to David. It's your fault. It's your fault. It's amazing. It's amazing. But from the beginning of time, someone has always pointed the finger and said, it's your fault. It was your fault. When the Lord God walked in the cool of the garden, then he spoke to Adam, "Has thou eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee not to eat?" The woman. That's it. Come on, sisters, help me. Amen. The woman. I don't want to. The woman. And then he asked the woman, "Has thou eaten of the tree which I commanded thee?" The serpent. The serpent did it. He told me. When it all boils down, I can only blame how they say it, number one. I can only blame myself. My decisions, my choices. David, they were pointing the finger, we're going to stone you, David, it's your fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. David, a man after God's own heart. Lord, what do I do now? I messed up, made a mistake, made the wrong choice. Which way do I go? What do I do? What do I do? Brother and sister, when we find ourselves at that place, what can we do? What can we do? Where can I turn, brother? Where can I go? Where can I go but to the Lord? Where can I go but to Him? Where can I turn? Where can I direct my attention but to Him? Hallelujah. Stay with me just a few moments. I promise I'm going to close. Where can I go but to the Lord? Where can I look but to the Lord? Amen. And all the guilt and the shame is trying to drown my heart and drown me with fears and making me to wonder, can things be turned around again? Amen. That's what I love about the Savior that we have sung about tonight. That's what I love about the King of Glory, brother, that we have praised and worshiped here tonight, is that He is still a Lord of change tonight. He is still one that can make a difference. And when He makes a promise, He's going to fulfill it in my life. He will do it. But I got to be willing to let Him do it. I got to be willing. David said, give me that ephod. Get me that ephod. Get me that ephod. Hallelujah. How long has it been since you were so hungry and so desperate and so determined? Amen. I appreciate, amen, the Spirit of God in this house tonight. And I feel, amen, that somebody is hungry. Somebody's determined. Somebody's made up your mind. Amen. Somebody's directed, amen, to serve Him with all of your heart and please Him with all of your might. Lord, would you help me? One more time, lift a hand with me real quickly. Real quickly. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Master, get me that ephod of Arthur. Get me that ephod. I've got to talk. I've got to talk to the Lord. I've got to talk to the King of Glory.
I've got to talk to the one that can help me. I've got to talk to the one that knows. Come on, talk to him just a little while, church, if you would, with me. Just stretch out those hands high. Just let him know. Hallelujah. Thank God tonight he knows how to help me to live above my regrets, to live above my past, to live above those things and decisions of which I said, Lord, would you help me? I don't want to have any more regrets. Can we live above regrets? Can we live above regrets? I believe we can. I believe the Lord can help us too. I don't say we can do it on our own, but I know we can with His help. Somebody tonight needs to know you've got to make that decision. I've got to make that decision. Oh, Lord, would you help me? Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's call on Him just a little while. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost have His way here tonight. Let the Holy Ghost have His way here tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let Him have His way here tonight. Let Him have His way here tonight. Oh, let that great grace, that great glory that flows from Emmanuel's veins here tonight. Amen. Let that glory begin to rush over my soul and rush over my heart, rush over my mind. Oh, Lord, I believe you can help me. Oh, Lord, I believe I can get to the place. I know you can help me to get to that place. David got under that, put that ephod on, and he went to the presence of God. And he said, Lord, shall I pursue after this truth? Will you help me one more time, Lord? Will you help me one more time? Pass by this way, Lord, one more time. Hallelujah, you've been in this house all night long, Lord. Would you pass by one more time? For someone that needs to know that they can make and stand upon the promise of God and know that you're faithful tonight, Lord, to help us to live above and beyond those regrets, to live above and beyond those choices, Lord, that it can be the hand of the Lord moving in my behalf. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless your mercy. Hallelujah. Thy mercy, oh God. Thy mercy, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. He's talking to somebody here tonight. Hallelujah. Can we let Him have His way here tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a place tonight. There's a place prepared for me and you. And I believe the Master spreads that table. And He says, come on, son. Come on, daughter. Come on, child. Would you help me tonight, Lord? I want to live above the regrets. There's an answer tonight. There's a way out tonight. There's a victory tonight. Hallelujah. He's talking to someone here tonight. He wants you to know. He wants you to know. It's not too late. It's not too late. Thank God. His grace is sufficient. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. David was not left without help. He encouraged himself in the Lord is God. And he began to seek the face of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, pursue, pursue, pursue. And thou shalt surely, without fail, recover all. Without fail, recover all tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Where could I go? Where can I go? Where can I look? Where can I run? Where can I run to tonight? Oh, but only to Jesus. And I would seek. Would you come tonight? I feel like the Holy Ghost is talking to someone. Would you come? Come on, brothers. Come on, sisters. Amen. There's many around these altars. There's room here. There's plenty of room for all of us here tonight. Won't you come? Oh, I'm needing a friend. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, you help me. Hallelujah. Come on, make your way. Won't you come? Won't you come? Hallelujah. Won't you come tonight? Hallelujah. Won't you come tonight? I go, but to you. You might say, Brother Joe, I don't have any regrets tonight. Let me tell you, brother and sister, you will face a place. You will face a time in your life where if the right decision is not made, you'll have some regrets. But let's get to that place tonight where the Holy Ghost can feed our soul, where the Holy Ghost can help us to live above and beyond. Oh, Master, I don't want to live there no more. I don't want to go there no more. I don't want to be that way no more. I've got to have victory tonight. I've got to have victory tonight. Oh, when I'm with needing a friend, oh Lord, to help me, save me, rescue me, deliver me and set me free. Oh yes, where could I go? Where can I go? Oh, I got to run to Him. Hallelujah, help us tonight, Lord. Help us tonight, Master. We need you, Jesus. Help me where could I go? Yes, Lord. I believe in you, Lord. Oh, where could, oh, where can I go? Where can I go but to Him? I was seeking a refuge for my soul. Oh, there's a refuge here tonight. Oh, sweet refuge. Hallelujah. Be straight to my brother tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, to save me.